This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day three of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is underway on Capitol Hill. And this Senate Republican says, try as they might, Democrats and protesters will not be able to keep him from being confirmed.
But at the end of the day, they're not stopping our following through with the promise we made to the American people, which is to put strong constitutionalists on the Supreme Court and federal courts.
Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. It's still an active scene in downtown Cincinnati after a mass shooting earlier this morning. There are said to be several victims, but police have not said if anyone was killed. They do say the shooter has been contained. Officers still on the scene at the Fountain Square 5th Third location, where the shooting happened at 9:15 local time. And this is USA Radio News.
We work hard at being healthier. And what we really need is better quality sleep. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. This is not a bed. It's proven quality sleep. It's the biggest sale of the year where all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the new Sleep Number 360 Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus special financing only for a limited time. Find your local Sleep Number store. Go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get four pillows for about the price of one MyPillow. Click on the four-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the four-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous.
President Trump there as the White House fights back after the New York Times prints an anonymous opinion piece from someone who claims to be in the Trump administration, saying they're a part of the resistance and trying to protect the country from Trump's misguided impulses. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says they're not so sure it's a West Winger.
I just have to correct the record. It's not clear to us anyway that it's somebody in the White House. Saying senior administration official, that could be many people. There are, I think, thousands of political appointees, hundreds of folks who would qualify under that title alone.
She was speaking on Fox News. Meanwhile, Director of National Intelligence Dan Coats is denying that he authored that op-ed. Coats putting out a statement today saying any speculation about him or his principal deputy writing it is patently false. Coats, the former Republican senator from Indiana. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Senator Bernie Sanders is taking aim at massive companies whose workers are on public assistance. The Vermont Independent introducing a bill yesterday called the Stop Bezos Act, named after the founder of Amazon, Jeff Bezos. The bill would tax companies the same amount their workers receive on public assistance. Sanders saying the American taxpayer shouldn't have to subsidize profitable corporations run by some of the wealthiest people in the nation. He also called out Burger King, McDonald's, and American Airlines. The Nike ad featuring Colin Kaepernick will be airing during the NFL season opener tonight. The ad for the company featuring the NFL quarterback who created a firestorm when he started kneeling during the national anthem before games to protest racial injustice. A two-minute version of the Nike commercial already on Twitter, also featuring LeBron James and Serena Williams. The Department of Justice plans to meet with state attorneys general this month to look into accusations that social media companies are stifling viewpoints. Facebook and Twitter officers in Washington yesterday addressing the issue. Attorney General Jeff Sessions calling for a September 25th meeting when it can be discussed further. Find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News,
message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Oh, so you think it's easy being me, huh? Oh, if you only knew. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, we're at the intersection of faith and politics. The two things that Mama said we shouldn't be talking about. But I go, hey, Mom, if we don't talk about it, what do we do? After all, you know, our faith is to impact our culture. And so it is with boldness that we speak out. And I thank you for joining us shoulder to shoulder and back to back to this higher calling that is before us. Elisa Morgan joins us now, named by Christianity Today as one of the top 50 women influencing today's church and culture, and is one of today's most sought after authors, speakers, and leaders. And in just a moment, you'll understand why. She has authored over 25 books, and for 20 years, Elisa served as the CEO of MOPS International. MOPS, you've heard of them, right? Under her leadership, MOPS grew from 350 to over 4,000 groups throughout the United States and in 30 other countries, influencing 100,000 moms every year. And Lisa, I will tell you, I guess for full disclosure, if we're supposed to do that, my wife is very involved with MOPS and really was blessed by your vision and what you affected, you know, through the program. You were such a blessing to her and to our family.
To hear Bill. Give her my love and a big MOPS hug, would you?
Okay, will do. And I know she'll know what that means. Hey, I want to talk about your I want to talk about your new book, The Prayer Coin, that grabbed my attention right away when I saw it. Daring to Pray with Honest Abandon.
You know, this is a concept of prayer that I truly stumbled onto. My husband actually mentioned one day, do you know that Jesus prayed two seemingly opposite prayers in one sentence? And I started researching it. And this prayer is one that we've heard a million times. It's actually contained in three of the four Gospels, mentioned in the fourth. It's something Jesus prays repeatedly, not just one time. Mm-hmm. And it's the prayer from the Garden of Gethsemane, the night before mm-hmm. he goes to the cross, where he prays, take this cup, this is what I want, God, right. Yet not my will, but yours be done. What do you want, God? That's an astonishing, honest, and abandoned prayer that I think we can pray as well.
It's a scary prayer. And we've all been at moments like that. I shared with people, Lisa, at one point I'd gone through the refiner's fire. It was a tough one. And when I would pray the Lord's Prayer, which today I pray several times a day, but I got particularly to that point, just where Jesus was at, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And I have to stop. I just be honest with God and say, can you give me a break? I've had my fill right now with your kingdom, and I'm cooked. And but it was just being honest to be able to, and I think that opened up a new venue and relationship between God and me that I felt like I could be honest and not be torched, because I felt like, you know, how obstinate of me, you know, to tell God, hey, I've had it with your will. Give me a break.
Isn't it awesome? Yeah, that he gives us that kind of access to him. It blows you away. I mean, torn the curtain. We get to go straight into his presence because Amen. Jesus prayed, take this cup, yet not my will. And, you know, I ended up calling it the prayer coin, not to be gimmicky, just because it's a two-sided prayer.
Yeah, right.
And we pivot between honest and abandoned, between this is what I want, God, but what do you want? We do that just as he did. And you really said it, Bill. It opens up a line of intimacy that I think most of us never understand that we have available to us in a relationship with God. It turns prayer into a true conversation. For example, God, take my husband's illness. Take it. I don't want him to die. I don't want him to be sick. I don't want to be left alone. Yet, not my will. Wow, are you trying to teach us both a different kind of dependency on you? Are you trying to prepare our adult children for our eventual death, mm-hmm. not our current death? You know, and then we'll flip back to, but okay, God, take this cup. I really don't want this to happen now. And we flip back to, not my will, but even here, will I trust you? And so this, what happens is you open up a true conversation. We tend to just choose either praying honest or praying more abandoned, and we get to pray both.
Well, at least I'm sure, you know, anecdotally, when you talk with people who have experienced abandoned prayer, wow, the testimonies that flow out are incredible.
The stories I hear from people as they try this prayer coin practice, you know, try to spend the prayer coin, if you will, in a mm-hmm. relationship with God. To be really clear, it's not a formula and it's not a magic potion. You know, it's not. God isn't like that. But what happens is people describe a kind of intimacy that births forth where they realize they're safer than they ever knew, while at the same time it's more risky than they ever imagined.
Mm-hmm.
I think about people who've prayed this kind of prayer for their children. You know, we pray, oh dear God, take this cup. Please help my children to make healthy choices. Yet not my will. Oh gosh, you know, if they don't make healthy choices, God, would you protect them from any consequences? And then we flip back to, take this cup, God. If there's consequences, could they maybe just be private ones so that everybody doesn't know they're my kids? And then we flip back to not my will, and it's like, gosh, Elisa, do you trust me that I don't evaluate you by your children's choices, but instead by your responses to your children's choices? And what cracks open, and these are the testimonies that you're talking about, Bill, is I see people going deeper in their relationship with God, and that gives me more faith to risk. And then as I do that, it creates more faith in others to risk.
Exactly.
It's a real communal response.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why relationships are so key. Because you don't know who's going to bring that aptly spoken word, that piece of the puzzle that you need to give you that breakthrough moment that is so necessary that you may look at as miraculous. You know, God's plan, again, we're just, when you consider it, we're so finite. And even though we can be so arrogant and think that we have it all under control, that's why I tell people often I find myself to be, I've become a but God Christian. And they go, but God, what do you mean? And I said, well, because, you know, whenever you read in the Bible, it's always, here's all this bad news. And then, you know, here comes, you know, but God, his ways and his delivery and his salvation, you know. And so about those times when I think for a moment that I might be arrogant, I remember, but God, and I'm grateful for that.
So good. That's so good, Bill. And, you know, I just think of all these illustrations. One was, I was really nervous. I had an extended family member who became unemployed, and his family was, you know, really in a bad spot, and I began to pray for him. And I tried this prayer coin of take this cup, yet not my will. And I said, Lord, you know, would you please provide a job for this person? You know, I just can't imagine that they aren't going to have money and their families out on the streets, et cetera. And so it comes back and not my will. And I feel this little nudge. Well, Elisa, you could invite them to live with you. And I'm like, no! I didn't want to be a part of the solution here, God. I'd like you to provide.
Yeah, can we flip that coin one more time?
So I go, oh, Lord, just provide another way besides them living with me. And he's back to, but what if this is what I want to do to reveal to you something you don't yet know about me? And that is the but God part. And that is the total beauty and the return of the prayer coin when we try to pray both honest and abandoned. You know, I think a lot of folks are truly nervous to risk that kind of honesty.
Oh, it's no doubt about it. And we're going to go deeper into it when we come back with Elisa Morgan. The prayer coin, daring to pray with honest abandon. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
Hear you. You can do it if you try.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the air I breathe. You are the song I play. You are the world that I can win. This is how I fly in the wind. Every word you speak is the air I breathe.
Bill Martinez, live.
You imagine the revolution, the reformation that would take place if we really believed God, if we really believed what he said, and we discerned, you know, that there are certain things, the specific things that God, you know, said, and there are also some things that God didn't say. And if we knew the difference, what would that make in our lives and in our families? God told us that we're to influence Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the uttermost parts of the world. You imagine what kind of influence that would have on the world. We're talking with Alisa Morgan. Well, I'll tell you, what a pleasure to be sharing some time with Alisa. Alisa's background, of course, named one of Christianity Today's top female influencers of the church and culture. She is the founder of MOPS. You remember MOPS? I mean, that has just grown exponentially. It's been such a blessing, not only here in this country, but around the world. And her brand new book, she is a, you are a serial book author, aren't you? You just write. You're writing books like crazy.
You're outing me. Be careful now.
I'm sorry. Well, your husband told me I needed to be careful with that, but that, you know, it was okay. No, not really. But her brand new book is The Prayer Coin. And the whole concept of the coin, as you know, is that with it, there are two sides. And let me first of all remind you, you can go to the book website. It's called theprayercoin.org. And Alisa's website is Alisa Morgan. That's E-L-I-S-A Morgan.com. And the information is there. And we'll continue the conversation here. The first side of the prayer coin we touched on is to be honest. Let's unfold that a little bit more. I think we touched on a little bit, but I want to, you know, give you a little bit more time to expand on that.
Sure. You know, this prayer is a prayer that Jesus prayed repeatedly. At least three times we're told in the Gospels, take this cup, yet not my will, but yours be done. And it's the prayer that he prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane right before his death. You know, Luke, especially in his report of this prayer, illustrates how honest Jesus was. I mean, he was so honest that the words are he was overwhelmed to the point of death. He's sweating blood.
He's sweating blood.
Blood, exactly. Oh, yeah. And so this is true honesty. You know, so when we think, I can't be honest, can we just be really clear? Jesus himself was dishonest with his Father. I mean, and think about it. He did not deserve to go to the cross. He didn't deserve to be spat upon and tortured and nailed to a cross. He didn't. You know, he did that for us so that we wouldn't have to be wounded in that same way. So the ultimate humiliation and then the ultimate abandonment that he went through when God actually had to turn his back on his own son, Jesus, while he had come to earth, he had never been separate from his Father. Mm-hmm. And on the cross, as he died, he would be. So this is so honest. And I really believe that as we read this prayer and dare to pray it ourselves, we can be that honest as well. God, take this cup. I don't want to be single. I want to be married. Or I don't want to be in this broken down marriage. God, take this cup. And then the other side of relinquishment, of abandon. And what do you want, God, here? Do we dare to pray that? That's a terrifying one too. And Jesus goes, but not my will, but yours be done. Because he trusted the Father, because he remembered who the Father was and what he was there for. And we can pray that way as well. Maybe I don't want to be in a broken down marriage, but God, maybe I'm going to trust you that you're going to be my spouse in this marriage. And anyway, when we pray this way, Bill, we just have access to a kind of intimacy that really Jesus died to provide. So, hey, why don't we pray this prayer call?
Mm-hmm. What comes to mind in hearing you speak here, Lisa, is abandonment is almost the ultimate form of worship, is it not?
It's beautiful. It is. It's a true, you are my God. Mm-hmm. I give you reign in my life. And it does it. The thing that's super important is it's not a one-time thing. It's an ongoing pivoting, and that's part of practicing the prayer coin. Is I pray honest, I dare to do that, and then I pray abandon, I dare to do that. And as I worship in that way, as you're saying, Bill, God was going to reveal to me more things that He would love to love me through. So then I get to pray honest about those things. And then I get to pray abandon about those things. So that's what's so gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous about this prayer that is an act of worship. And it really changes our whole definition of worship. You know, worship is not just this kind of removed practice where we aren't connected, we disconnect. In fact, it's a practice where we connect more and more and more of us and more and more of God.
Right. You know, we're repeatedly told in the Bible, and God tells us, look, it's not about the sacrifices. You know, he wants to know where your heart is. Your heart, you know, totally abandoned, as you write about in your book? Are we abandoned to him? And understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is a process. This isn't all of a sudden you're just going to, you know, one and done kind of thing. And with each opportunity of abandonment, you go deeper and deeper with God. You know, his word says, he who knows their God will do mighty exploits. And I often say it's not about the exploits. That's just kind of a byproduct. It's knowing God and that intimate knowledge of God that goes so deep. It's beyond our human comprehension. It's beyond anything that you can ever experience. And you can only experience it with God. Can you not, Elisa?
Exactly. And Bill, one day, this is a silly illustration, but I think it makes the point. One day I was headed out to do some errands, and I realized I left my phone at home, so I ran back home. I have two big Rottweilers, and I keep them in the basement in a safe room. And as I entered the house again, I heard this bizarre sound, and I listened and listened, and honestly, I heard this howling. Coming up from my basement, and I went downstairs, and my dogs were howling at the ceiling because I had left, and I tapped on the glass of the door into where they were, and I said, guys, I'm right here. And then they settled down again, and I drove back up the street. But you know what, Bill? As I drove up the street, I felt God's presence, and it was like he was saying, Elisa, that's how I feel when you leave me. That forlorn, that sad. I created you to be in a relationship with me.
Yes.
Stay with me. Be with me. I love you.
And the thing about it, Elisa, that is a mark that is indelibly imprinted on our very spirits. It's that part of our spirit that cries out for that connection that you can only experience when you are connected. You know, sometimes we may, because of the busyness and, you know, our own humanity, we lose that sense. But David understood how significant that was when he cried out to God, you know, I know I messed up. Please do not take your Holy Spirit away from me. Do not take that connection. Do not allow that to be kinked up in such a way that the very breath of my spirit is lost.
That is exactly how it is. This prayer coin practice and a prayer, it's really a coin that was minted in a crucible. If God's paid such a lavish, exorbitant price to create this kind of intimacy by Jesus dying on the cross and minting in the garden the night before this amazing prayer, how can we not spend it? How can we not pray this prayer that Jesus himself prayed? This is what it means to pray like Jesus prayed.
Exactly.
Take this cup of what's in my life, yet not my will, but yours be done.
Lisa, 60 seconds left here, less than. Example for us as we wrap things up, the prayer coin.
Oh, my goodness. Take a journal. On the left-hand side of it, put take this cup and the date. On the right-hand side of it, put not my will and the date. And pick up your hand, your pencil, and make yourself go back and forth, side to side, praying honest and praying again. See what God says to you. See what he has to reveal to you, so that he draws you closer to himself.
Alisa Morgan has been our guest. Her book, The Prayer Coin, Daring to Pray with Honest Abandon. The book is available at all the usual places. It will be linked on our website. Check her website out, theprayercoin.org, or her personal website, alisamorgan.com. Alisa, God bless. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day three of the confirmation hearing for Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is underway on Capitol Hill. And this Senate Republican says, try as they might, Democrats and protesters will not be able to keep him from being confirmed.
But at the end of the day, they're not stopping our following through with the promise we made to the American people, which is to put strong constitutionalists on the Supreme Court and federal courts.
Senator Ted Cruz speaking there on Fox and Friends. It's still an active scene in downtown Cincinnati after a mass shooting earlier this morning. There are said to be several victims, but police have not said if anyone was killed. They do say the shooter has been contained. Officers still on the scene at the Fountain Square 5th 3rd location where the shooting happened at 9:15 local time. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
So speak life to the dead and darkest night. Speak life when the sun won't shine and you don't know why. Look into the eyes of the broken hearted. Watch them come alive as soon as you speak hope, you speak love, you speak.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, that is the crossroads that we're at, you know, life and death, and you can choose whichever one you want. God is really clear, in case you're confused. You know, life is what you want to choose. That's what you want to lead with and focus on. That's our target focus here. So we appreciate you sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Corey Taylor is back with us. Great to have Corey, who began his career with National Geographic Television, best known for his award-winning documentary films about important moments in people in history, including JFK, A President Betrayed, narrated by Morgan Freeman, The Power of the Powerless, about Czechoslovakia's Velvet Revolution, narrated by Jeremy Irons. Of course, the Emmy-winning filmmaker Corey Taylor joins us now, and we're going to talk about again about his book, How Hitler Was Made, and some more of the myths that he shared with us last time. Corey, welcome back to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Very good. Thanks. It's nice to be back. Nice to hear you, Bill.
Well, Corey, good timing in all this. I was thinking about you as the anticipation was growing on the Eichmann movie that just came out. Any quick thoughts on that?
Well, I haven't seen it yet. I am interested to see it. I had the occasion to watch, rewatch the HBO movie Conspiracy with about the Wannsee conference. Mm-hmm. with my son and my wife the other day, and of course Eichmann is one of the architects of the Final Solution, which is depicted in that movie based on a transcript that was not supposed to survive. Mm-hmm. That film is so powerful, and it shows the clinical execution of the plan to annihilate the Jews. Stanley Tucci plays Eichmann in that movie, and it really makes me want to see this one.
Yeah, exactly. Operation Finale, Chris Weitz's new film that stars, boy, has quite the cast. You know, in it, and you know, but you know, in tying this together in terms of what a lot of people had suspected, and that is, you had a lot of Nazis heading to you know, South America to escape adjudication,
and they did. And I don't think we know the full extent of it yet.
Yes. And that's clear even after this movie. I haven't seen it, but just based on what I've been reading about it, is that it's a door opener, and people are realizing, just like with your book, How Hitler Was Made, it's creating a lot of thinking. And of course, you know, we're back to really what echoes again. It seems to be the theme this week is that, you know, what Ted Kennedy said about Bobby Kennedy in his eulogy about, you know, the temptation of humanity to make somebody greater in their death than they were in real life.
Right. And so please go on.
Well, what I'm suggesting here is that, you know, whether it was Adolf Hitler or any other iconic figure, but particularly Adolf Hitler, is that, you know, in the absence of fact, opinion rules. And so there's added theory and, you know, is what you addressed and we talked about before, Corey, these myths that have surrounded Adolf Hitler. I think no doubt he was extremely pernicious, and by the grace of God, we were able to evade, although there are many millions of people say, well, we didn't do very well at evading. You know, what resulted was our murder and the murder of our family members as a result. As tragic as it was, how much more tragic could it have been?
Well said, well said. And speaking to those myths, I was just going over some of those again in preparation for this call. And you know, one of the things that the Nazis, once they came to power, they were able to ostensibly appropriate all of the record of Hitler's official service in the First World War when they came to power. So this was a big deal because the Nazis portrayed Hitler. And, of course, Hitler did volunteer for the Bavarian Infantry in 1914. He did serve for the entire war. He was did suffer some kind of mustard gas poisoning at the end of the war, which sent him into temporary blindness, which sent him in the hospital. Some people say that it was actually PTSD, or what they called it back then, war hysteria, that it wasn't actually the poison that had made him gone blind. All the records that the doctors wrote in his hospital were removed. They're gone. So it was very hard for researchers to figure out what was going on. But the biggest myth in that particular period was the Nazis' claim that Hitler was a frontline soldier who was a runner braving enemy fire, running messages from the back to the front lines. When in fact, and this was more recently revealed by the scholarship of Thomas Weber, something I talk about in my book, right, Hitler actually was a runner between battalion and regimental headquarters far behind the lines. It was very seldom, actually, that he actually was in the front lines. And this is significant because the Germans were led to believe, for instance, that he got his Iron Cross first class for capturing 14 French soldiers single-handedly on the battlefield, when in fact he'd been recommended for the distinction for some uncommon bravery in the act of being a runner by a Jewish officer. That was a detail that was left out of Mein Kampf.
Right, exactly. Well, and again, this is what we fall victim to, and why history is so important. And we've been putting a lot of heat on, you know, our media outlets that, you know, their number one job is to document history. And right now, America is in a position of tremendous compromise and potential danger because of what's being done, you know, I would say even now in the rewriting of history and also the way history is being documented today.
Facts matter, and yeah, how we can continue to insist and demand the facts, whether we like them or not. I couldn't agree more. Mm-hmm. We need truth. Can you know? I've heard in the past that, you know, truth is not a value in and of itself, because you know, you can use the truth to hurt somebody, or you can use the truth to help somebody. But facts are facts, right, and we have to be able to. Those shouldn't be hidden from the people. We were supposed to have a transparent government.
Well, interestingly enough, that's why our founding fathers saw that to be so and gave us the First Amendment, right?
Yeah.
And hopefully what happens with free speech is there is responsibility, to your point, responsibility goes with that to where, yes, and I know that sometimes truth can be hurtful, but it's also maybe it needs to address that part in us that needs to be hurt, constructively speaking.
And that is that requires emotional maturity, which yeah, you know,
it seems to be a rare commodity these days. Does it not?
Yeah.
Well, Corey Taylor is with us. We're talking about his new book, and we're going to get into more of the myths. I promise. Here, we just ran up against a little bit of a clock. His book, How Hitler Was Made, lots of myths surrounding, and of course, the initial one he brought up was you know, Adolf Hitler, not necessarily the hero that some purported him to be. Stay with us. More from Corey on the other side of the break. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
If you are age 85 or younger, Call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez live.
Back with you, continuing to fight the good fight in pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads. Primetime Emmy-winning filmmaker Corey Taylor is with us. We're talking about his book, How Hitler Was Made. An interesting and enigmatic figure, Adolf Hitler. To this day, all these years, Corey, he just really... causes to give him attention and give him place? What is it about Adolf Hitler?
Well, to give it a little context, I'd like to go back to some of the myths that helped create Hitler or contributed to how Hitler was made. And one of the most primary ones, which I think we talked briefly about before, was the stab in the back theory from the First World War. This was the idea that while the German army was at the front still fighting, leftist politicians in Berlin surrendered or pursued an armistice with the French, with the British, with the Americans, and therefore betrayed the army. This is the stab in the back theory that was promoted by General Erich Ludendorff. Scholarship shows actually that Ludendorff and the government, the foreign secretary, installed a civilian government when they realized that the war was no longer winnable for the precise reason so that when the terms of the surrender came out, the civilian government would be blamed for them. So, in essence, they created the scenario where these politicians would have control over the government, over the Kaiser, over the military, and then would take the blame, would take the heat for the terrible post-war reparations. And then they propagated, well, specifically Ludendorff, the stab in the back theory.
Right.
And to, you know, millions of young soldiers, this was who had been at the front, like Adolf Hitler, who were, you know, suffering from PTSD and disillusionment. What did we fight for? You know, what's happening? This was a very attractive idea. So that's number one. Another significant, very, very informative episode for us in America has to do with the International Protocols of the Elders of Zion. What's that? Russian emigres, after the First World War, they came to Germany and they brought a document with them. And this document purported to be the secret minutes of a conference of international Jews who met in Switzerland and plotted to take over the world. And this document was translated into German and put into the hands of the Nazis. And Hitler was already propagating the idea that the Jews were the enemies of the German people. And when he found, or when this document was presented to him, this was sort of proof, alleged proof of this international conspiracy of Jewry that he had already been talking about. So, of course, we found out later, or the world found out later, that this document was a forgery. Where did it come from? Well, it actually came from a satirical, think of like a Saturday Night Live skit. In the previous 19th century, there was a French writer named Joly who was satirizing the autocratic rule of Napoleon III. And he was sort of imagining in his head what Napoleon's III's despotic thinking was. And he wrote this satirical pamphlet, and it was distributed anonymously. Of course, they didn't have the civil liberties that we do. So he was
or supposedly do. Yes, right.
Yeah, right. He was eventually found out and arrested. And anyway, that document sort of disappeared and then resurfaced in Russia in 1903 when the Tsar's secret police was looking for ways to undermine the early Russian revolution. And so they rewrote this satirical pamphlet into the Protocols of the Elders of Zion to make it appear as though this was a bunch of Jews conspiring to take over the world, and they were going to use this to undermine the Russian Revolution, which they did. It led to the Kishinev pogrom. Anyway, and then it sort of disappeared again and then made its way into Germany after 1919. So you can see how this complete forgery was, and the Nazis used it again and again and again, even after it was in 1935 when it was completely shown to be false in an international court in Switzerland, the Nazis continued to use it. The damage had already been done.
Exactly.
Part of, yeah.
Well, again, see, we get back into the whole responsibility of freedom of the press. I mean, just because there's freedom of the press doesn't mean that it comes without responsibility. I mean, for the press to truly be free, it needs to be responsible. And this is, you know, interesting that here we are reflecting on then, over 100 years ago, and here we are, history, once again, as your book points out, repeating itself.
Well, I agree, and I would also say that there is government responsibility, and the government's
yes.
responsibility, in light of press responsibility, is that, you know, when the people in power, one of the great things about our country is this idea of transparency, that the people who serve are serving. You know, serving government, serve the people. And, you know, some of our greatest politicians, our greatest public servants have the thick skin and have the, you know, the moxie to be able to handle the tough questions and to carry themselves, you know, with composure through that process. And, it's funny, as you mentioned before, like as some of my films or my book, you know, when I meet people who read my book, for instance, if they don't get something in my book, I never look down on those people like, oh, you're dumb and you didn't get it.
Right.
It's my responsibility as the writer to communicate the idea. If I failed, that's on me. So I kind of see it in the same way, is that, yes, sometimes the press can absolutely be crafting a narrative that is self-serving and is actually pursuing a political agenda. But the politicians themselves, we go to a bad place if they're not willing to stand up to that scrutiny.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, you know, in the era of redaction, and you say on one hand the dynamic tension that exists here is the idea for transparency, but you know, as Jack Nicholson screamed out in A Few Good Men, you can't handle the truth. You know, and this is the deal. I mean, if we're coddled and the truth is kept from us, yes, I mean, we lose out on that process of handling the truth to be able to manage this information, but so much is kept from us. And, you know, and along the way, yes, you know, responsibility is a two-way street, not only for the author, but for the reader. You know, is the reader so ideologically fixed that he cannot capture what it is that the author is trying to present? You know, that takes place as well. So I'm not going to allow you to take all the heat there. Okay, Corey?
Well, you know, self-reflection is the name of the game. I mean,
Amen.
For each one of us,
right?
The ability to want to learn and try and grow. And that seems to be something that was greatly marred Hitler's life.
Mm-hmm.
Because Hitler seems to have been someone who, tragically, in his youth, lived in the isolation of his own head and didn't have caring adults to challenge his most basic assumptions. So he formulated all sorts of, shall I say, kooky thoughts in his brain without having them constantly tested from the outside. He was a loner.
Mm-hmm.
He's described as a loner.
Right.
And he really, you know, Hitler presents himself in a favorable light in Mein Kampf that frankly just wasn't true. He describes himself pre-First World War in Vienna as a fully formed anti-Semite, politically, you know, someone who understands politics. These things actually occurred after the First World War. But the reason that he's presenting himself that way before the First World War is because he's trying to hide something right after the First World War, which was during the post-war revolution, in which the far left of Germany tried to orchestrate a takeover, Hitler was neutral. He neither fought for the counter-revolution, nor did he fight for the left. But, you know, for someone who's going to build a political career, he couldn't have this on his record.
Exactly.
That he had, you know, sort of not done anything. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny. He'll devote vast pages, you know, in Mein Kampf to sections of his youth, but he devoted one page to this period of the post-war revolution.
Well, Corey, we got to leave it there. Sadly, we could keep the conversation going. I enjoy having you back. Corey's book, How Hitler Was Made, Germany and the Rise of the Perfect Nazi. Corey, thank you so much for being with us.
Great being with you.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do the letter.